Simukh Pei Dalit starts talking by speaking about a woman who has a vest kavua. As I mentioned to you last time, the Zman Chazal, and even up to about 100, 150 years ago, most women had a vest kavua. Akedekach, that Rameir in the Gemara holds that a woman who doesn't have a vest is not allowed to get married. She's Asura Labayla, Shematira. Thank God we don't pass like a Rameir. And the women today are not kavua, and of course we're going to learn about that as well. But given that mindset, we start by talking about the idea of women that have a vest kavua. And maybe we get to the halachas of women who don't have a vest kavua. Just as a b'derech hakdama, there's a machlokes in the Gemara of vestos adoraisa or vestos adorabanan. The Gemara in Daf Tezayin has a sugya with a shaila vestos deraisa vestos derabanan. So let me explain what vestos is before we talk about whether it's deraisa derabanan. When we talk about a vestos, we're talking about a woman who saw 3 consecutive months on the same day. Now there are different types of vestos. A woman could be kavua in many different manners, and that's a simin later here in Yeridaya. But just to talk in the simplest terms, the terms that the Shulchan Aruch talks about, it's a woman who sees what we call with a vesta haflaga, meaning she sees every 20th day or every 25th day or every 30th day. That's the beginning, the onset of her period. So that's called that she has a vest kavua. She has a vest which is set, and a woman is kaveya vest by 3 straight months of seeing in the same, with the same interval, or whatever the kviyas might be. Now, in the Gemara there's a machloikis of vestus deraisa derabana. And from that sugya, it comes out that vestus adorabana. The maskonas ha-sugya, in all the Rishayim, is that vestus are adorabana. And that needs some kind of a hesber, because chazak is deraisa for everything. If Mesu Mach Brismila, if 2 children die because of Brismila, so we don't do a bris. And if a woman could become a katlonis with 2 or 3 times that she's married and her husband dies, because we have a concept of chazakis. So why in the world should we say any differently about a woman who's kavua for a veses, for a time to see? So we're going to discuss this, but the pashtus is the following. The pashtus is that a woman has a cheskes taira. A woman who went to the mikveh is b'chazaka that she's tar. And since she's b'cheskes taira, the chazaka paskins on any suffix that we assume she stayed tar. Now, why is it weak? Because it's called the chazaka asuya l'shtanos. It's a chazaka that will change. Chazal say, is she never going to see? So the question of chazaka asuya l'shtanos is a hot topic. It's a whole section in the Shmaitza. If a chazaka asuya l'shtanos changes it from dine chazaka or not. And we're going to discuss this shortly in Siv Beis. We'll see a Knight of Yehuda who talks about the idea. But the basic idea you should have, that there's a Shaila in the Gemara and after Zion, not a Shaila, Machloikis, actually a Machloikis, if Vestais deraisa, Vestais derabanan. And the Pashtus is that we paskin Vestais adorabanan, the Cheshash Vest is adorabanan. Now we're going to have to see a Nafkamina. We're Orthodox, we keep deraisas and derabanans. There's no difference to us in most areas if something's deraisa derabanan. But we are going to see, Mitzvah Hashem, a number of nafkaminas, but that's sort of the hakdama. The hakdama is that there's a sugya, a vestay sederais, a vestay sederabanan. The pashtus is the derabanan, and there's a difficulty, there's something of a nidain as to whether why that should be. Logically, why should it be that way? Why should vestas be derabanan if chazakis or sholish pa'amim is a set idea? So with that in mind, let us begin. Learn Sif Aleph, which is an easier Sif, and then the Sif Beis, which is more more basic. She'll get it. The question is, when do you have to be machmir to be poirish from your wife? Because she might get a vest. In other words, if right now she's tar, so why on day that she's the 25th day? Now the 25th day comes. We know we're poirish on the 25th day. That obligation to be poirish, is that the Raisa Durabana? That's the question. Okay, just I'm clarifying that's the idea of Vestes Deraisa Drabanan, and we'll talk about it more in Sif Beis. Let's start with Sif Aleph. Rav Nashim, Rav Hanashim, Yesh Lahem Vestes. Most women have a Vestes, have a set time to see. Pirish Makavua Oirach Kanashim. So a set time for them to see. Lirais Bizman Yodua. And they see on a time that they know, Kagain, May Esrim La Esrim Yaim. For example, every 20th day or every 30th day. So what's the din? So far I'm just saying the mitzias. The mitzias is that they see usually on a zman kavua. What's the halacha? V'chol isha sheyesh la veses kavua. Any woman who has a kavias, ba'aleha shaloi bishas vesta, you're allowed to live with her not in the time of her veses. What's an afkamina? She doesn't have to check. She doesn't have to do a bedika before tashmish. Does Hayes? I would think that she should do a bedika before tashmish, because who knows? Maybe now she's getting a period. Maybe she should be asa labayla. So we're saying that since she has a kvius, so for that reason she doesn't need a bedika kaidim tashmish. What does that imply? That applies if she's not regular, that you have to do a bedika kaidim tashmish. Now we don't know of such a thing that every today all the women are not kavua, and we don't have such an idea that every time you have to do a bedika. So we'll learn about this in a moment. But first the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch said if she's kavua, you don't need bedikas before and after tashmish. Dr. Ramah, gam ein lo lahachmir livdai katzma. A woman shouldn't be machmir on herself to do bedikas before and after tashmish. A man's going to see his wife is doing a bedika. He's going to think, oh, she's concerned that she's getting her period. He'll be pirish. So you don't do it not before tashmish and not after tashmish, so you shouldn't be worried next time. This whole sif is kavua, right? But let's say you have a woman with this no concern of Shas Tashmish. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Gemara says, Kol Yad B'Isha Hamar B'Libdaik is Mishubachas, that she should know exactly when a period is coming.
Now,
la'acher is a problem that next time we'll be worried that the chimur of bia is bringing on a period. It'll be pirish. Yeah. Even if Esther's kavua, I was saying that a woman who checks often is mishubachas. Now, what? Why would she check? Bismandi was taharis. It's interesting. The Gemara that talks about bedikas is talking about taharis. And that's why we don't paskin the chi of bedika that Gemara says. But why call a yad amarba is harizem shubach? You should know when a period is coming, not to come lidei avera. That's the pashtus.
If you're kavua and you're far away from the time,
why would you think if you're kavua? Why would you think it? The Gemara says it as I guess as a oifen of Yerushalayim. Now bizmana zeh, we don't teach women to be yad hamarba libdaik. We don't teach women to be marba libdek, and the reason is that bizman hazeh, first of all, they may irritate themselves. An irritation in the praise dar will cause problems. She'll never be able to come to her. But that consideration should have applied bizman chazal too. We're more the logical reason that we don't teach women to be marba libdek is because today we're not bekiyim to tell the difference between dam nida and dam maka. It's very hard for us today to tell the difference. Chazal were able to look at dam. The Gemara brings ma'isim with Amiraim, who saw dam and said from where it came. Today, we're not bekiyim in these things, and we're very machmir on dam. And therefore, since we're machmir on different types of dam and dam maka, because we can't tell by looking at it if the dam came from the maka or from the makar, so therefore, if women are going to be marba limdaik and they'll cause makais, we're not going to know. We're going to have to end up being machmir. So I looked at this idea that bizman hazeh we're not marba limdaik. I looked for a printed makar for it, and not so clear to me. So I took out the, I opened the Yitzhar HaChachma, and I did a search there. So there they bring from contemporary Paiskim bizman hazeh, the makar is balei hayra'ah, that today we don't teach the women to be kol yad ha-marba limdaik, because she'll be makalkal. You know, she'll find a little bit of dam, she'll have to be machmir, and then it'll come out, and her period doesn't come till a week later. And it probably was dam makah, but we don't know, a bedika wa machmir. So that's why I don't know exactly when, but as we're less bekiyim in being able to tell the difference in seeing the dam, so we don't practice the kol yad ha-marba limdaik harizem b'shubah. Okay, so that's the last part of the sif. Now the first part of the sif, the idea of bedika kaidim tashmish. There is a sugya later in Simin Kuf Pei Vav, which talks about an idea that a woman, when she first gets married, should be chayshish that bia itself, the chimur of bia itself, could bring on a period. It means to say that chimud, the warmth of inyanei bia, are one of the causes that could bring a dam to come earlier. Now in Simen Kuf Pei Vav, this sugya is discussed. There's two sifim, sif aleph about a woman who has a vest kavua, and sif bay is about a woman who doesn't. About a woman who has a vest kavua. So the Rambam says, if she's kavua to see, let's say, every 30th day, so she doesn't have to do a bedika when she gets married to be chayshish that tashmish does it, because we know her gvias. And that's Shach Dalid here brings, on the second side that we're learning today, the first Shach, Shach Dalid. The Shulchan Aruch said, ain't tzrich a bedika lefnei tashmish. The Shach says, hainu la harambam, shev yamachaber, reish simen kuf peivav. That's according to the Rambam. Av l'roif paiskim shehevi sham, l'adas harav sham, v'kan, ein lo lahach meklal, livdoik, loy lefnei tashmish, shalai li bay naitvai, etc. So, we're talking now about something new. We're talking about a bedika, the first bedika is after marriage. So when it says in Shulchan Aruch, she doesn't need bedika lefnei tashmish, we're talking about bedikas for Raya Machbas Tashmish, for a woman who'll see. So a minute ago I told you, if you learn the Mechaber, you could draw a conclusion. It says if she's Kavua, she doesn't need a Bedika Lefnei Tashmish. Say, aha, that means if she's not Kavua, she does need a Bedika Lefnei Tashmish. We never heard of such a thing. The answer is that we don't mean she needs a Bedika Lefnei Tashmish her whole life. We're talking now when she first gets married. A woman who is not kavua, according to the Mechaber Shita, needs to do bedikis when she first gets married to be kaveya herself that she does not see machmas tashmish. What that means is that when a woman gets married, all right, the first bia is very often dam besulim. So if there's dam besulim that has nothing to do with the vest, and then the issue starts when the dam besulim clear up. Today, about half the women do not have any dam besulim at all, and it's important to teach chasanim this. They learn ksuvis. Yeah. If you get married and there's no dam besulim, you go run to Bezdin. Yeah. So we don't make problems. But if you learn the Gemara properly, it says a woman who's 12 or 12 and a half years old, she's a nara. The Gemara says as she gets older, it's common for her to lose the besulim stretch. Today, when women go biking or skating, it's extremely common that women don't have dam besulim. But once a woman has the issue of dam besulim put aside, the shita of the mechaber is, and the Ramah, is that the first three bias after marriage, the first three bias after bia, she should do a bedika. And the purpose of that is to be chayshish, maybe she's a raya machmas tashmish. Maybe chimut tashmish brings on a period by this woman. So one second. So therefore, she does a bedika la'achar tashmish three times. And that way, hopefully, she's kaveya that tashmish doesn't bring it on. And then for the rest of her life, she doesn't have to do a bedika during tashmish. So that, when you read the Shulchan Aruch, if she's kavua ves, ain't it tzricha bedika? And you say, aha, if she's not kavua, she does need a bedika. So that halacha is a halacha of kuf-pe-vav, that a woman who doesn't have a kvias, she does have to do bedikas the first three times, for a chashash that she's a raya machmas tashmish. That's the halacha there in the Shulchan Aruch. The shach in kuf-pe-vav has a long shach, in which he argues with the Mechaber. He passes like other Rishayim, who hold that it's not true that a woman does not have to do bedikas to be chayshish for raya machmas tashrish lahalacha, that there is no such obligation. The Mechaber holds that there is such a chiyuv. Lemaisa, in my experience, we do teach chas and kala to be chayshish for the Mechaber, that after they get married, and after there's no issue of dam besulim, to do bedikis la'achar tashmish, to make sure you're not a roya machmas tashmish. Although the shach is meikel, it's machlekes ha'paiskim, what the ikar is la'halacha, but we try, generally, hilchas nida, to be yaitzik ha'lashitis, and we do a bedika afterwards. This is only if she does not have a ves kavua. She has a ves kavua, the Mechaber said, ain't tzricha bedika l'tei tashmish. The Mechaber said, you don't need if it's kavua. It's only if you're not kavua, that's what you need.
The Ramad didn't learn the Mechaber that way, because the Ramad's going on all times.
He's saying, in general, a woman shouldn't be machmir.
But he's
going in a ves kavua, he's not going in a kavua. A ves kavua doesn't ever have to do bedikas. So Ramad says, don't think she doesn't have to, she shouldn't.
She shouldn't, which means, but a
Vesha ain't a Kavua. There's no Diak in the Ramah. The Diak in the Mechab. Ramah is adding on to the Mechab.
So again, if she is Kavua,
so if she's Kavua, we paskin that, it's also Machlekes Rishayim, but the Mechaber is paskining that in the Lashon of Kuf Pei Vav, Isha Sheyesh Leves Kavua, ain't Sricha Bedika Klal, Loi Lefnei Tashmish, Loi Lacha Tashmish, Vada Rabbe, Ain La Livdaik, Lefnei Baila.
Rabbi, are you saying 50% of the girls during Sheva Brachas then therefore would not be
needed? No. Even if a woman in the first Bia does not have Dam Besulim, she has a Din Nida, because we're always Chayshish that the Bia Rishayna, that there was Dam, Veshem Achifahu Shechva Zera. And maybe the Zera diluted it. The Dam, there was a small amount of Dam, and it got diluted in the Zera, and it wasn't seen. So any woman who is a besula, after the first bia, she's asur labayla. She has to count. We know we count only 4 and 7, not 5 and 7, but she's asur. When I said that women, half the women today don't have dam at all in the first bia, I'm saying physically we don't find dam. She's still asur labayla by the first bia, because we're always chayshish that there was dam besulim in the first bia. Yeah. Okay, it's good to clarify that. Now, all they apply with the two exceptions. Hopefully we'll get to it, we'll learn. For Raya Machmas Tashmish? Okay, the question is, why, just because she has a vest for days, why aren't we chayshish that the chimur of Tashmish brings it on? Now, the Rambam really holds we are, but Reif Paiskim holds that we're not. We don't go out to be chayshish for new things. If you look in the Gilyam Arshoy here, he brings the Rambam. The Shach says the name, Lo Rambam, Shei Mechaber Yisim Kumbav, says, the Rak Lefnei Tashra Shein Tzarek Medika, Avlach Mitzricha, Hatam Azbara Rabbeinu Yonison, Sivkot Niyo, Dechimu Tashmish Gayer Lo Adam Sheyavai, Kemai Tovali Nasei. There's an idea we have, that when someone proposes to a woman, proposes marriage, they are not allowed to get married until she goes to the mikveh after that. Let's say she went to the mikveh, Taras was Nayig. She's Tahira. And then a man says, will you marry me? And she says, yes. And he says, how about tomorrow morning? So we don't do that. We don't do that because of Cheshash Chimud. It's a problem with... Where in Tanakh do we have someone who did that? Bayaz, there's a Kasha, Tarsa Shlomim asked. Bayaz, he proposed and they got married. Bang, bang. What? Amana, well, even Amana. Yeah, Tarsa Shlomim asked the Kasha. See what happened to him, yeah. But... Well, at his age, well, he was smart for rushing, you know. He was an old man. But anyway, so that the Torah, so Shlomi is the Kasha later from Bayaz, so the Chiddush. But getting back the... okay, so this is sort of a separate sugya, a sugya of Raya Machmas Tashmish, which is Kuf Pei Vav, learning a Kuf Pei Vav. But the important thing here is that when the Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to be Baidik before every Tashmish, that he means the Bedika of Raya Machmas Tashmish. A regular Bedika, Stamazai, every time a person is with his wife, there is no Chiyuv Bedika.
Now,
what?
Rambam only holds
after. Okay, we're going to see the question, it's going to confuse everything. Kuf Pei Vav, it talks about before and after. We're not Machmas on before, we're not after. Okay. You know, it's not so pashut when they change a chasana date for whatever reason that you don't need a new mikvah. In other words, let's say somebody's supposed to get married on a Wednesday and they're predicting a snowstorm of the century. So he calls the caterer, he says, can we push it back till Tuesday? And he says, yes. So they quickly make phone calls and, you know, they get married a day earlier because of this storm. Not so pashut. That there's no chashash of dam chimud in such a case of tovali nasei when you move a date back. Today's poskim have a disagreement over the matter whether there's such a chashash. They neman usually pushing it a day later. There's no chimud in it. There's no excitement in making it a day later, but in making it a day earlier, there are mefakvikim on doing that. Okay. Anyway, this is basically sefalif. The main point of Sif Aleph is something that will come to Yitzhak Shem and Kuf Pei Vav. It is important that the Shach in Sif Katan Beis mentions something we will discuss. The Shach Sif Katan Beis says V'stam Vest Melamed Yayim. A Stam Vest is 30 days. Chenu B'shasu Paiskin L'kamasay Sif Tes Reisim Kuf Pei Tes Haynu Amloi Kova Vest Oz Mestoma Vesta Kol Lamed. He says a woman who's not kaveh veses, stam vest is 30 days. We call that the oina beinonis. The average oina is 30 days. Ubisaych lamid mikri shalai bishaz vest. And within 30 days is called shalai bishaz vest. That means that a regular woman who doesn't have a kviyas, within 30 days is shalai bishaz vesta. Now this shach makes for a problem. Everybody, the chavizdat, the sidrei tara, and they all, the Binas Adam, they all jump on this shach. The shach is saying within 30 days it's shalai b'shaz vest. It sounds like you don't need the bedika for raya machmas tashmish within 30 days. If you understand that, it will make things very complicated for women today. The way we do it today, a woman has no vest, she gets married. The first, after she clears up the besulim, the first three times she does a bedika, she knows she's not a raya machmas tashmish. She's good for the rest of her life, that she's not a Raya Machmas Tashmish. You're going to say, like this Shach, you need all three Bedikas should be more than 30 days. In other words, she has to keep track the three times that she lasts past 30 days. She should need Bedikas for Raya Machmas Tashmish. So the Chavis Das, the Pesachei Tshuva here brings that they tumble about this. But the crazy place he says, this Shach is L'shitasai. I told you the Shach holds a woman who doesn't have a kviyas doesn't need a bedika for Raya Machmas Tashmish. So Memela, Lishitasai, what he's saying is Nageh to other halachis, to Aina Beinanis. But as far as we're concerned, to be chayshish for a woman who's Raya Machmas Tashmish, that chashash we do even within 30 days, if she's not kavua, she should do three times a bedika and set herself as a Aina Raya Machmas Tashmish. So that's Sif Aleph. During pregnancy, a woman is a mesulekas damim. and she can't, if a woman becomes pregnant within the first, before she could be kaveh rei machmas tashri, she has to wait pregnancy plus nursing, because nursing is also becheskem sulek has done. The time of Chazal, a nursing woman did not see within 2 years after childbirth. And today, not that way, but women, this dazeya gufa, she didn't have a period for 2 years. And until that time, it could happen. You were pregnant, nursing. A woman could go a number of years without having the opportunity to do these bedikas of Raya Machmas Tashmi. She always sees the 20th day, that's a versus. That means that he's going on Hainu Imloy Kava Veset, Ozmastama Vesta Kalamit. So you would think that within Lamid she's Eino Kavua. So her whole time, she has to be Chayshish for Dam. He's saying, B'Teich Lamid, Shloy Bishaz Vest. She doesn't have to be Chayshish. On the 30th day, we're going to learn later, she's Chayshish, she has to do Bedikis, because that's her Aina, that's the Aina Beinanis that she's Chayshish for. That's what. Okay, Sif Beis. Again, bearing in mind that Sif Beis is talking about a woman who has a kavua, but this will apply as well to a Eina kavua. We're talking here about being Pirish every month. Sif Beis, B'shaz Vesta, Tzarech Lifreish Mimena Eina Achas. Okay, we're talking here about the day she expects Dam. For a woman who's kavua, whatever her kvius is. For women today who are not kavua, we're machmir on the Aina Beinanis. We're machmir on the average Aina, which is either Lamed or Lamed Aleph, the 30th or 31st day. We're machmir. We're also machmir, Bizman Azeh, on her last interval. So that every month you have a calendar, and a woman who gets a period, you count 30 days, 31 days for the Aina Beinanis. We'll discuss exactly where that comes from. And her previous interval, let's say this month she saw in 26 days, so you mark off the 26th day, those days are days that the halacha of this sif applies. Now to keep things simple, I'm just going to refer to, there are 3 days a month that a woman is usa to her husband. That is, when she gets the first day of her period, you count the last interval, let's say 26 days, plus the 30th day, which is the Aina Beinanis according to the Shach. According to the Chavis Das, the 31st day is also an Aina Beinanis. In America, the Minig Ramosha was Keveya, that was Chayshish for the Chavis Das as well, on the 31st day. So those are 3 days. Now there's also a halacha that the Yom HaChodesh, whatever day of the Hebrew month she saw, is also the next month. But that day is always either Lamed or Lamed Aleph. So it's really automatically included when you machmir on the Yom HaFloga, on Lamed Lamed Aleph, that's automatically included. So every month, you mark the day she sees, you count the interval, and day she sees, that means the first day that when she started to see, you count 30, 31, and the last interval, and those 3 days are also. Now what does it mean, day is also? So that's what we're going to learn here. It's Lamed Lamed Aleph. It's Lamed Lamed Aleph. We're going to have to talk about counting. I just want to explain to you, when we count days on a calendar, the day she saw is day number one. In other words, if you marked out the calendar, she saw on Sunday, that's today, on Beis Shvat. So that's day number one in the counting. In the previous interval, that day is also counted. In other words, let's say she saw 25 days ago, and Beis Shvat is the 26th day. So we count Beis Shvat as 26th day of the previous interval. And Mitzvah Sayyem Kekulai, we count it as day one of the new. And she counts 1, 2, 3, until 30 and 31. There are some teachers who teach the women to count first the next day as day number one, and they call it 29 and 30. But they shouldn't do that, because in all this Svarim talk to it, like Chazal talk about it, that Mitzvah Sayyem Kekulai, the day of Riyah is day number one. And then you count, the number comes out the same. That day is day 30 and day 31 from then. And the interval, those are the 3 days that are Asr. Yeah, Yes.
What?
The Vest HaChodesh is always included in Ayin HaBeinonis. It's always either the 30th or 31st day from today's Beis Shvat. If you count from today to the next month, you'll find that the 31st day is going to be Beis Adar, since Adar has 2 days Rosh Chodesh. If Adar would have 1 day Rosh Chodesh, then it would be Lamed. It's always either the 30th or 31st day. There's no Hebrew month that has any other number of days. I'm talking about Yom HaChadish. Yom HaChadish is always covered by. You're talking now about a Chumras Beis Meir. I'm not going into that. I'm talking now about the Yom HaChadish you saw this month is always the 30th or 31st of the next month.
Yeah.
The 26 day interval also, we count today as day 1, and we count 26 days. And then we count 30 days, and we count 31 days.
Whenever you say Beis Shvat, it's always the. If the last one was 26 days, when you say Kavua, it has to be Chazaka, that has to have been 3 times?
I'm not talking about how to be Kaveya. I'm just talking about a woman who's not Kavua. How to be Kaveya, we'll learn. We can't learn all this need in one shot.
27th
day,
what?
You
counted from the last time.
Yeah, I counted from last month. I counted till today. I went 1, 2, 3, and I got to 26th on Beis Shvat, and she sees Dam. That means her present interval is 26 days. Now I count again. Today is day number 1, and I count 26 days, and Thursday in 3.5 weeks is going
to
be...
You counted from the last month to the month before that?
No. The interval is from her last period till today. Today she saw Beis Shvat, and last month she saw whatever the day comes out on... above Teves, I count, it comes out to 26, and now I'm counting 26 fully.
So that's as far as that. Now, what about day and night?
So let's learn the Sif. So the Sif here says, how much do you have to be Pirish from her? So let's learn the Shulchan Aruch. B'shaz Vesta, Tzarech Lifresh Mimena Oina Achas. One Oina. What does Oina mean? So Oina means either the day or the night. Okay, for simplicity, oina is day, oina is night. The word oina literally means period, a period of time. So tzarech lishmeta oina achas v'loy mishar kreivos ela mitashrish amita bulvad. We'll see in a minute a machlekes shachan taz about this. The mechaber says that on the day that you chayshish, we chayshish only for tashmish. The harchakos do not apply. Only Isabiyah. Now the Mechaber recognizes it's confusing, so he goes through it. Let's see what he says. It will be Yom, if she saw today, by day, Pirish Mimena Oysa Yom Kulay. So you count the day that she's Kavua, or 26, or 30, 31, and you also that day, Afilu Amaveses B'Saifai. Even if she saw a minute before sunset, she saw 1 minute before sunset, still, she's also that oina that day, umutter biyad balayla shalachrav. And she's mutter the night following. You got it? She saw today, Yishvat, sunset tonight is, let's say, 4:50. At 4:49, she got a period. So she's also in 26 days or 30 days, whatever it is. She's also the day, bitashmish, the following night, she's mutter already. Because hakfiyas was for the day. If she saw a minute after sunrise, Pirish kala yaim or muta kala laila shalafana. She's muta the night before. V'chein adinim u'balayla. Same thing is true. She saw at night. Pirish kala laila muta b'yem shalafana v'la'achrav. Bein shakava vesta gimel pamin. Is it true? She's a regular kavua. She saw already 3 consecutive times the vest. Oy b'pamachas. Pamachas means the vest aflog that I just said. Pamachas means she saw this month the 26th day, so she has to count forward 26 days, and on that 26th day, she's also that oina, the oina which is a kavua to see, and only that oina, not the oina shalafanav, and not the oina shalachrav. This is what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Now, I just want to explain in Lamdis, how do we explain that? We're saying that she has a cycle. She saw a minute before sunset. So we're saying next month, a minute after sunset, she's mutter. And 10 hours before she saw, she's aser. How do we explain that? So it's interesting. There's a Shulchan Aruch Harav. You know that Chassidim in general don't hold of sunrise and sunset as day and night. They don't go by Shkia, they go by Tzeis. Sunrise is not day according to anybody. Alois HaShachar is day. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says that when it comes to Kaviyas Veset, by a woman, the sun is Goyrim. The day is Kavua by sunrise and sunset. And that's the way the Kaviyas works. Now, what exactly that means? It's like her body is affected by the sun being up and the sun being down. I don't know. But that is certainly mitzad ha-halacha, that is the seder of the way we're kaveya. And therefore, the oina sabach levesta zasser is always the oina prior to the vest. That's what the mechaber holds. Let's get a chance.
Even if next month it's really nice.
Yeah, let's learn and then we'll do it. We're going to get to everything. You're asking things that we're going to come to, so let's go beseder. Okay, so this is the halacha of being pirish on the oino. We're going to leave the Ramah because the Ramah opens up a whole different avenue of vinyanim. But this halacha that you're usher in the month that follows, that is the halacha that we just learned. Now, first of all, if you'll turn back for a moment. The Mechaber said, "V'loy mishare kreivos." So here we have what's basically a sort of a short sugya. Loy mishare kreivos elo mitashrish bolvad. This is a machlokes rishayim, and the reason for the machlokes is the following: when a woman is a nida, she saw a dam, she's asa labayla. We all know being vayla nida is an issacharis. It's an issa. Not only it's a deraisa, but it's an issachon. What about the harchakis? We don't hand things to a woman who's a nida. So we know that is a derabbanan. What about in between, chibuk and nishuk? A kissing a wife who's a nida, a woman who's a nida. A chibuk, hugging, chibuk is any negiyah shishal kreva. So later in Simakuf Tzadikei, the gra brings, may obist Reb Nosson, Vel isha benidas tumasa loy sikrav. The pasuk says to a woman who's a nida loy sikrav, don't come close. Yochel yichabkena yenashkena v'yedaberima advarim b'teilim. I would think chibuk nishok a talking divrei chiba is mutter. Tamad loyma loy sikrav. And the Bach brings it here in this simon that is an issa lav doiraisa chibuk and nishok to a woman who's a nida. When a woman is a nida, any negiyah shal chiba is an issa d'iraisa. It's not karis, it's a lav. But it's an issa d'iraisa as well. So the Bach asks, if you chayshish for haveses, you chayshish is going to get a period, so bia is aser. So why isn't chibuk and nishuk aser too? The Mechaber says that it's mutter. So the Bach asks this as a kasha. So to explain the Mechaber, the Bach says two terutzim. The Momastaber is the second terutz. First terutz is they made a harchaka fisurei karis, not fisurei lav, which is not satisfying because the issur is both deraisa. Says inami v'chayshish that the chimum of tashmish will make the period come a bit earlier. No, she's kavua to see sometime during the day, so maybe she'll see, maybe she won't. The chimum of Tashmish will certainly make it come. So Chibuk and Nishuk, they were in Machmir, but on Tashmish, that they were Machmir. This is the way the Bach explains the Mechaber Shita, which is the Shita of the Rajba, that they were Machmir only on Tashmish and not on Shar Karevis. However, the Taz brings the Machmirin, the Taz is Sifkot and Gimel. Actually, the Shach and Vav brings as well, the Chumas Hadeshen. Chumas Hadeshen, you click a Shach Vav. Mashma filo chibuk and ishik shari. Kabash pasu beis yaisim, mashma isa paiskim. Udaloi ki Chumas Hadeshen. Not like the Chumas Hadeshen, who's Machmir. Chay nira das harav sif yod, chay pasu kabach. Ela shasiyam miyu nira ha-machmir be'elo tovei ala bracha. So the Shach says, Hamach mitovel of bracha. The Taz is more machmir. The Taz says that Shar Karevis are Osir Meikar Adin. And Lamaisa, it's a Machlaikis HaPaiskim. And the minig is to teach people to be machmir, Achibuk and Nishuk, on these days. And the reason is because the Chumas Hadeshen is machmir. And the Taz Paskin is that way. Even the Shach, who's Mekul, says HaMachmir Tovei Lav Bracha. And therefore, Lamaisa, if someone's Mekul on those days, he has the Beis Yosef to rely on. Beis Yosef in the Bach, and the Rashba. But Lechatchila, on those days, Darchok is Zicha, don't apply. But as far as Chibuk and Nishuk, a person should be Machmir on the days that we're talking about, the day of the Kviyas, or the 26th day, 31st, in our example, that those days a person should be Machmir on Chibuk and Nishuk. Now, the question was if she's kaveya herself three times, chimum tashmish doesn't bring it on. So why should I suddenly? The Bach explains the mechaber that's why we're machmir because it might bring it on. So I guess the word is that it's zevizagayrim that the chimum tashmish is not going to bring on a period, but if it's a time she sees anyway, it'll bring it a little closer. I'll bring it earlier.
The Bach now, combined with the fact that the Machaber says it's only for 12 hours and it's only during the day, could make the night even more mitigated, right?
For Chibuk and Nishuk, you mean?
Chibuk and Nishuk.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's learn about that. All right, this is what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. Now, many of you know that there's something called the Einas Arzarua. The Arzarua has a Chumrah, and it's brought here in the Taz Beis. Okay, the Arzarua's Oina is the following. Dar Zeruah says that when you mark your calendar, and I'm going to talk about a Vesheda Kavua because that's common today. So a woman gets a period Beis Shvat, you pull out a calendar, you count 20, whatever the last interval, let's say 26 days, and 30 and 31, you ask her. Now she saw by day. We don't do Bia by day anyway. So it's not such a big Chumrah. Dar Zeruah says, 1 minute, you have to be Machmir not only when she sees, but also the prior oina, the 12-hour period before, that's called the oinas arzarua, that you have to see in other 12 hours. Now this needs a hesber. You know, what arzarua is coming with new chumras? Like until the arzarua didn't exist, he's coming here, you know, like he's a sign of Yisrael or some sort, you know, like. But he's coming with new chumras. So let's learn the Taz, who tain is that, and the Shach's answer, and we'll understand the Arzarua. Let's learn Taz Beis. Oina Achas. Hachi Askinim Behedya. It's a Gemara. Beperiko Isha, Besaifai. It's a Gemara. Now, Habes Yosef, Hevi B'Shem Arzarua de Pasak. Imregila Liris B'Yayin. Pirish Yimeno Kalayim V'alayla Shalafanov. You pirish the day and the previous night. V'kosav Allah Beis Yosef, Shein Lachush B'zeh. And the Beis Yosef says about the Arzarua, don't worry about him. It's only Osir if she saw by day, only by day. So therefore, he says, you don't have to be Machmir. His father-in-law, that's the Bach, Tikilas Psak Arzarua Zeloimar. He explained to Arzarua, saying, "I forgot Bilchus Kreb Yehuda." Mekavakim Roy LaHachmir Alzeh. V'Tamuahu LaHachmir Amashem Aforish B'Talmud LaKula B'Frat B'Vestis D'Rabbanan. So this is the end of the Taz. The Taz says, "What are you doing? You're coming with something that's Aforish in the Gemara LaKula, in the Inyan of Vestis that we pass it as a D'Rabbanan. Where are you coming to be Machmir and just stop to add 12 hours? That's the Kasha of the Taz. It sounds like a compelling Kasha." And certainly in an Issa Rabbanon, to take Nuchumris is hard to understand. The Kudus HaKesef here explains the Arzarua beautifully. In the time of the Gemara, women were Kavua. They were Kavua, they saw every month with a regular Kavias. It's not common today. When I learned with Chassanim, I had once a Chassan who came back to me, his wife was a Kavua. She saw a certain day interval, always in the morning when she woke up, first thing in the morning, that was her kviyas all the time.
Yeki.
Aside from that, I asked if she's a yeki, and rather she was not. She is not, I should say. But anyway, it's not Shriach. But once upon a time it was Shriach. Not only that they saw the same interval, they saw the same time of the day, they were Kavua L'Shah. So Zok did the Kudus HaKesel. Let's think. Chazawa Machmir, the language of the Gemara is, Oina Hasamuch Levesta. What does that mean? Let's say she always sees at 1 p.m. 1 p.m. every single month. So we don't say she's only also 1 p.m. No. We say the whole Oina is also. That's what says the Mechaber. That whole day is also. Why is the whole day also? Should only be when she expects to see. The Teretz is, Chazal made a siyog. They said, Oina hasamuch levesta. The Oina, which is next to the Veses, she's also. So she sees at a certain time. The whole Oina is also. Came along Dar Zerua. He said, today, in Dar Zerua's time, Dar Zerua's a Rishon. So he's talking 600-700 years ago. He says, today, women are still kavua for the day, but not for the hour. They see, let's say, every, whatever the kvias is, every 35th day. But they don't see the same time in the day. Sometimes in the morning, sometimes in the afternoon, sometimes in the middle of the day. So her kvias is to see any time in that day. Since Chazal said, to be machmer on oina hasamach levesta, so here we have to likewise add an oina, a 12-hour period, samuch levesta, that she's aser. And therefore, Zok Dar Zerua, the Shapshat Dar Zerua, that's why the Dar Zerua added the Oina Hasmuch Levesta, that she's aser in other 12 hours. This is the explanation. What? She should.
Afterwards,
the Oina before, fate it's coming. Once appeared there also. I mean, because there was in the, there was the whole day. Okay. But then the Chashad is that it really will come. So to be machmei after is not much of a chumra. It's going to come.
So
the ayin dar zeruah chumra is by all of the days of kviyas.
Why would it be for the 30,
it would be the same thing because we say she's the average person. Now some argue to be mekel on the 31st because 31st is a machlaikis. Yeah. But once you start, it's, it becomes confusing. If she's kavua, she doesn't need 26, 30, 31. Just the kviyas. When she's Eino Kavua, I don't want anybody to go home and say, you learned you have to be Machmer on the 26th. I'm saying 26th is a mashal of an interval. The interval, 30, 31, those are the days, and this is the Chumras Dar Zerua. Do we paskin like Dar Zerua? So there is a list of paiskim on both sides of the equation. Now those that are Machmer like Dar Zerua, it's pretty a formidable list. It's the Shach, 1 minute, the Shach, the Bach, the Chachmas Adam, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the Chassam Sefer, Yeridei and two Tshuvas, Kofayin, Kofayin Tes, that are Machmir, that's a pretty big list to be Machmir. The Chachmas Adam, the Kitzur is already two of the Basroi. On the other hand, the Mekilim include the Machaber and the Taz, and also the Teres HaShlamin, the Chavaz Das, and predictably the Aruch HaShulchan, who's in general against all the Chumras HaHarayim. So there's a list on both sides as far as the Oina Sar Zerua. I believe that the minig is, certainly in the circles that I'm familiar with, to be machmir on the Oina Sar Zerua. Because Lamaisa, you don't do Tashmish every night anyway. So you just schedule yourself appropriately. It's not Mamayit in the times of Tashmish during the week. If the 26th is Aser, she saw by day. So they're going to be Aser the night before. So that week, you schedule yourself appropriately, not to be mamayit in times that a man's with his wife, not mamayit in mitzvah, and therefore it's a appropriate chumra. Now, that's a good question. That the Ephraim asked that. I'm not sure. I guess the lashon hasmucha levesta was understood to mean before, but I'm not sure. Now, the crazier place is grad the machmir after also. There's a shita to be machmir both. But anyway, this is the halacha now. Right.
So why the fact that she's
anytime
during the day, why is that
more? I think it's in the Rabbanon, Chazal made a formula. The formula was Aina Smukhala Vesta, the Aina that's closest to the vest. She saw by day, it's hard to call the previous day more smukha than that day. So the formula was when she has Kavua for sure, the whole Aina. And he's understanding that if she's come up for the whole day, so it's the previous.
Okay.
The why previous and not after, that's asked. I'm not sure that the answer is.
Yeah.
I can't speak for all the Hasidim, but Lubavitch certainly, because the Shulchan Aruch Rav says even if you hold Tzeis HaKechavim, when it comes to the Veset of a woman, you should go by Shkia. So that he says. Now here there's one. Yeah. What? Do you have to be Machmir on 30-31? So generally, you should be Machmir or Zeruah for all three. 30-31 as well. Now, by Ino Kavua. Now, I will tell you that 30 and 31, somebody could argue. 30-31 is a Machlaikis. What's Ina Beinanis? The 30th day or the 31st. So we're Machmir both. So it's like a double Chumra. You Machmir 30-31 plus Dar Zeruah. I hear the Taina. I could hear the Taina. I could say pick one to be the Iker and the other one. The Shachol's Lamed is the Iker. Most places come out Lamed is the main. The Chavis Dasol's Lamed Aleph is the main one. In America, we're Machmir because Ramosha held that Lamed Aleph is the Iker. And so we're Machmir on both. Could I say objectively, you must be Machmir or Dar Zeruah? I can't say that. But generally, the way in our yeshiva, the way it's been taught and handed down from people who learn with Hasanim since as far back as I know, we do teach people to Machmir Dar Zeruah on all on the interval day, on Lamed Lamed Aleph. Most important, no question, is the interval day, Lamed Lamed Aleph. So, you know, whatever a person has a Messiah is good. And here, yeah. We'll learn about it when we get to it. We're not, for purpose of speech, we have to talk about it. Why is 30-31? We'll get to Ayin HaBeinonis. It's not, the sugya here is the sugya of Prisha Samach Levesta. Now here, there's one more important nekuda. The taina was, let me just finish, the taina on the shach was, the vestis to Rabbanon. So where you go to be, make new chumris. So you have to know there's an Oida Behuda in Pischei Tshuva Gimel. I started today by telling you that this is sugya in Nidat after Zayin, the Vestis are the Rabbanon. And it's a Pella Pashtus. Why should Vestis be the Rabbanon? Chazokis Adereisa, three times Adereisa for Mila. You're not Mila child because of Chazokis. All right, there's Chasakana, but still, Chazokis Adereisa. The Noida Behuda writes, and some Seifa says, the Noida Behuda was Machavin Ladas Haro'o Bebedek Habayis. Noida Behuda writes, that a Veses to be Chayshish that the period will come is Dairaisa like everybody. The Sugyas HaGemara is talking about a woman who forgot to do a Bedika on her period, on her Veset. The day came, she forgot to do a Bedika. What do we do afterwards? Do we say, Orech Bizmanei Ba? Do we say that she had a period, she didn't notice it, she's Tameh? Or not? If you hold Vestis Dairaisa, the Gemara says, so you have to be Machmir, that she probably missed it. And if you hold Vestis Dairabana, you don't have to be Machmir. We pass on Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to be Machmir. If she forgot to do B'dikis, so it doesn't make her Tame. Zaktadai the Yehuda. We find in the Gemara a concept called L'shema Yomus Chayshinon, L'shema Meis Loi Chayshinon. There's a concept that L'chatchila w'chayshish for things, minat Torah. And b'di'eved la'achar ha'maisa were not chayshish. Zoktadai de b'Yehuda. The Gemara is talking after the Veset passed that she didn't notice any dam were mekel. But to be machmir l'chatchila by Yisha's kavua that she will see the b'Yehuda some sefer hol, that's a d'iraisa l'kuli alma, that's not even a machlaikis. That's d'iraisa. And b'meila like this, it's an explanation of why Dar Zeruah is Machmir. Dar Zeruah is talking L'chatchila. So L'chatchila, he was Machmir to say you should be Chayshish for the Dar Zeruah. Now you hear the Chapit in Noida Behuda. It's a Kula or a Chumra, this Noida Behuda, L'maisa. He's saying, Vestis Dairaisa, sounds like a Chumra, right? Why is it a Kula? L'chamaisa, it's a Gemara. Was it the Meik L'chamaisa? That's why, if we're going to say like the Yehuda, we could say, that's why the Dar Zeruah is Machmir. Because the Chazaka three times is a Dairaisa. By Dairaisis, we demot all the Chumras. If that's the explanation, then by our wives who are not Kavuin, our wives who are not Kavuais for a certain day, that's the Chadra Baran. That's Echad Rabbanan. So then we could argue to be Mekel on the Oynes Arzeruah L'didan. It's a good argument if you go with the Oynes Arzeruah. Because then the fact that Arzeruah is Machmir by Isha's Kavua is no raya to an Isha She'ina Kavua. Now why do I say this? Because L'maisa, I think you should be Machmir on the Oynes Arzeruah. But now, you're going to be Machmir on the Arzeruah by Ye'ina Kavua. So by a Kavua, it's a Machloikis. By Ye'ina Kavua, we have Svaris to be Mekel. Then, Kibuk and Nishuk, which even in the Arzeruah Zayna, by a Kavua, is like the Taz, it's a, like the Shach, the Machmatov Lebracha, and like the Taz, it's also that itself is a Machloikis. So here, if someone wants to be, say, to be Mekel, it's very Mestaver. Because Kibuk and Nishuk, even by a Kavua, is a Machloikis. And that's the Ikazman. Arzeruah is another Machloikis. But Ye'ina Kavua is a bigger cooler. So there's a big tzad for a person to say that according to the Derech HaHalacha, a person could be Mekel on Kibuk and Nishuk. We had a Kuf Tzadik Ches, a Shach, who said that in Hilchus Nida we're Machmer all the Chumras. So we can't apply that to every single time we come up with a Chumra, but the Lamaisa, the bottom line is that in Shuras Hadin there's a big place to be Mekel. However, in the Halacha Lamaisa, we teach people a chatchila is to try to be machmir. Nafkamina is, there's a, I always warn chasanim, I think you're all married, so it's too late. I always warn chasanim that women expect you get them used to, your expectations. There's some chasanim in Kailal who have this mishugana idea, I don't know where it comes from. The shanari shaina, you don't go out to learn at night, you spend the whole night talking to your wife. So forget about learning. Just for Shalom Bayis, that's the worst possible Eitzah. Imagine talking to your wife 3 hours every night. So, you know, during the Sheva Brachis week, you're on best behavior, it's pretty good. But already a week after, it's tough. No, that's the nature. The nature is Elisha Chukasech. A woman has, it's a curse for a woman. She has certain Elisha Chukasech, expectations from her husband. And when you get her used to, you get her used to. So people who are Mekel on Chibuk and Nishuk and the Arzeruah's Veset, so we can start now to be Machmir after all these years, you know, like, it sounds like, you know, when you were young, you were more interested, you get older, you're less interested. That's true or not, you don't admit it, Beferish. So it's hard to change, and to be Machmir in the Chibuk and Nishuk on the Arzeruah's Veset, it's really a Chumri Yisera for a woman who's not Kavua. And Lamaisa, it's hard if you've been doing it all the years, so it's a chumra. But to say to be Machmir Chibuk v'Nishuk on the Iker Oina, alright, so it says a Machmir Tolo Brach. But to be Machmir on the Oinus Arzeruah, which already is sort of a double Machlaikis, it's really L'chatchila that a person could be Mekel. Alright, so this is the base. We did not learn the Ramah, and we did not learn the Aviyas of Shita. What?